Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? Well, I know I sure am, guys, because we made it, and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's ready for work in the weekend.
Go hard.
Let us get to our contestant. It is Thomas on Whidbey Island this morning. Thomas, are you there?
Good morning, Stephen. I hope you're ready to knock in your L column because you're going down, sir.
All right.
Oh, I like that.
That was the most chill trash talking I think I've ever heard. There will be no spitting on each other in this game, though, right?
No. Okay. No. Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Thomas. If you're playing at home, he has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Thomas?
Oh, yeah.
Which former Seahawk said, "I'm just here so I don't get fined"?
Marshawn Lynch.
Yes. Which U.S. state has the most national parks?
California?
Yeah. In Alice in Wonderland, what does the Drink Me bottle do?
Alice in Pass.
King, coho, and silver are all subspecies of what fish?
Salmon.
Correct. What color is absinthe?
Yellow?
No.
Oh, clear?
No.
Gold?
No. Who was the main actor in A Beautiful Mind?
Pass.
Kimberlite contains what precious stone?
Diamond?
Yeah. Whose right-hand man is Mr. Smee? What country is Arnold Schwarzenegger from?
Austria.
Yes. Often considered an unpleasant part of the body, what is the more common name for your axilla?
Your elbow?
No. We got you down for 5 this morning, Thomas.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Here he comes. Blue Friday and all.
You know it. Representing.
Steve Miggs, are you ready?
Okie dokie.
Which former Seahawk said, "I'm just here so I don't get fined"?
That would be Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, baby.
Beast
Which
mode.
U.S. state has the most national parks?
Which U.S. state? California.
Yeah. In Alice in Wonderland, what does the Drink Me bottle do?
Get you drunk.
No.
Makes you hallucinate?
No.
Get you happy.
No. King, coho, and silver are all subspecies. Yes. What color is absinthe?
Green.
It is.
It's the green fairy.
Who was the main actor in A Beautiful Mind?
Oh, crap. Is that Robin Williams?
No.
Is that Russell? Man, what's that guy? Ben Affleck.
No.
Matt Damon.
No. Kimberlite.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
It's too late, though.
Kimberlite contains what precious stone?
Diamond.
Yes. Whose right-hand man is Mr. Smee?
Is that Austin Powers?
No.
Mr. Smee. Mr. Smoo?
No.
Pass.
What country is Arnold Schwarzenegger from?
Austria.
Yes. Often considered an unpleasant part of the body, what's the more common name for your axilla?
The taint.
No, it's the armpit, just so you know.
What's so unpleasant about the armpit?
Sometimes it stinks if you don't wear deodorant.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct you got, and that is a win. 6-5.
No.
I know, Thomas.
Oh, no.
Next time.
It's going to be okay.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Someone's got to go into the weekend a loser, and it's not going to be me.
Nope. In Alice in Wonderland, the Drink Me bottle does what, Danny? Do you know?
Doesn't it shrink you?
It does.
Yeah. Huh.
The main actor, you got a Russell Crowe eventually, and then the right-hand man, Mr. Smee, he's with Captain Hook. Yeah.
Captain Hook.
Yeah. And congratulations on another victory today, Steve. You've done well.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
today from 2 until 6. The Men's Room 20th anniversary show is happening right here on KISW. Two full decades of these guys. And so they're going to go back in
summer
time.
Summer gold for a limited time.
Things like that and more. So you can listen on your smart speaker by telling it to play KISW. You can download the Odyssey app and listen that way, or tune in on your radio to celebrate 20 years of the Men's Room. The weekend is arriving, and for some of you, you might finally have the time to sit down and catch up on a show or watch something new.
Finally, some downtime.
We are here for you as we tell you what we're watching. And Migs, I'm curious to know, what is it that you've been watching lately?
Just in time for the Seahawks season, I decided to watch the Get Got podcast with Mike Robb and also Marshawn Lynch. And who did they interview this time? They welcomed Doug Baldwin into the mix.
Give your thoughts on your years with Russell, and then, you know, your thoughts on Russell now. Because it's a complicated answer.
Dude, it was so great because once they asked that question, Marshawn Lynch, you could hear his chair squeaking. And I was watching the video and I look up and I'm like, oh, he's leaning in because he wants to hear what angry Doug Baldwin has to say about Russell Wilson. And I grabbed a clip. Would you like to hear it?
I sure would.
Because I feel like one day, I genuinely believe that we will have the greatest 30 for 30 on that Seahawks team, or those couple of seasons where they won a Super Bowl and then lost a Super Bowl and how everything fell apart afterwards. And Doug gives a little insight on Russell Wilson.
Hey, when Russ came in, it was the Russ that we knew and loved. The Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The khaki pants.
Hawaii.
With the, the floodwaters. Yeah.
I love that it's basically describing Russell Wilson as kind of like a dork. It's like, you know, Russ, back when he came in, he was a dork. And then he changed.
But you know how this game is. Like, you get some attention. You get some success. You really get put on a pedestal and you get idolized. And we all know that that's not healthy for you.
It's a really good watch, and that there's a lot more insight when it comes to Russell Wilson. But it's available on YouTube or wherever you listen to your podcast. I like the YouTube because I think it's fun just to get that body language from Marshawn Lynch and Mike Robinson as well. And Doug Baldwin was a great guest.
Go Hawks.
All right, Taryn, what are you watching?
I am watching Trainwreck, Mayor of Mayhem.
He turned City Hall into a circus. He does not have a shred of credibility.
He was always delivering this image of the everyman. But what he told everybody was a lie.
All of a sudden, we realized control of Canada's biggest city was in the hands of a man who had no personal control over his life.
I forgot about Rob Ford.
He was like into crack and stuff,
yes,
right?
There was a first video that surfaced of him with a crack pipe, and then a second video surfaced, and they're like, dude, you got to go to rehab. And he's like, I'm not doing that. I want to move past this. And the media was just having a frenzy with it. The same media that he had basically turned the public against. So the public really believed, oh, they're just painting him in a bad light for a very long time.
If memory serves me correct, he's like, there's no footage of me smoking crack. And then, like, moments later, like, here's the footage. I don't know what you're talking about.
And he was intoxicated at big galas. I mean, just truly the mayor of mayhem.
Yes.
I am watching Unknown Number, High School Catfish.
A high school girl in Michigan was cyberbullied for more than a year.
Also, do you guys have watch anything other than Netflix documentaries?
No.
I think Danny's rubbing off on me because I can't get enough of them.
And who turned out to be the suspect shocked everyone.
It was so bad to the point where I didn't want to even go to school anymore.
It was relentless. I mean, 1 a.m, 3 a.m.
I would question how I thought about myself.
There's some sick messages.
They were enough to make a 53-year-old man blush.
It's crazy how having a phone can become the worst thing that happened to me.
Things are about to get so much worse.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, this documentary's trailer just made me realize I'm never letting Tatum have a phone.
Never, ever. Ever.
It's so bad. And then I will not spoil it, but if you've been anywhere on social media, you know who it is. And
I don't even know.
No, you don't want to know because you have to watch it.
Is it Marshawn Lynch or Russell Wilson?
It's Russell Wilson. It will blow your mind.
Mr. Unlimited.
Like, legit blow your mind.
Okay.
You need to watch it.
I'm putting it on my list.
And right. That is on Netflix.
Yes, it is.
God, there are too many good documentaries on Netflix. I'm looking at all the things I want to watch. And I'm like, I need like a month off just to catch up on some of those crazy documentaries.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to style you down with tickets to see Heart at Climate Pledge Arena with Cheap Trick on November 23rd. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
We are wrapping up the week with Heart tickets. They're coming to Climate Pledge Arena with Cheap Trick, and the date is November 23rd. Say hello to our contestant. It is Jay from Bothell. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how's it going?
We are so great, and we are ready to spin this wheel. Will it be me or Migsy that plays with you today?
See what happens. The wheel's spinning. It's currently on your name, Taryn. Will it stay on there? Yet again, it's T-Dog.
All right, Jay, you and
they
me,
must
baby.
Know that you like Heart.
I love
way
Heart.
More than I do.
I do.
Yes.
All right, Jay, here is your clip.
Oh, I know that one.
It's Crazy on You. I am so bad with band names, though.
It's the band you're playing to see.
Oh, it's Heart. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I was like, please say Hole or something random. L7.
Nice work, Jay. That's a banger right there, Steve. All right, Danny, I'm ready for my clip. That would be Sunday Morning by No Doubt.
On Sunday morning.
Technically, it's wrong, but I'm going to give it to you. Spiderwebs.
That is not Spiderwebs.
Is that Spiderwebs?
This is Sunday Morning.
Yeah. Oh. Then I clicked the wrong button. Yeah, Spiderwebs is the I'm walking in. That's Spiderwebs. Something, something.
It's
message.
Okay, Danny. I'll forgive you. But Jay, congratulations. We're sending you to see Heart at Climate Pledge Arena. Have you seen them before?
No, this is awesome. My wife loves Heart too, so that'll be good.
Okay, oh. I was telling Danny and Steve before we started the game that the first time I saw Heart, the first note that Ann Wilson hit, I burst into tears.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you guys have a great time.
He's like, awesome. I want to cry at a concert. Thanks, Taryn.
Are you telling me you've never cried at a concert before?
Yeah, but I was really high on Molly that I did. Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
Pearl Jam. Has there been something yes. we talked about this
They played
morning?
A Mother Love Bone song. I was standing next to Thrill. It was a moment.
Oh, boy. If we've talked about something this morning that you want to talk about, even that, call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I thought it was because they were so bad. But
no! And then we tried camping, and I passed out, never even set foot in a campsite.
All morning long, we've received some texts and calls that we didn't have a chance to chat with you about, but right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please, give us a call if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, we have a very special friend of ours on the phone right now. It is Matteo Messina. And Matteo, nice. It's great to chat with you about Rocktoberfest, which is coming up this weekend. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. How are you guys?
We are doing great, man. How are you?
Good. It's so great to hear your voices. I'm so excited to tell you guys about Rocktoberfest. I think we've been going for over a decade now. And it's a super fun party we throw with Manny and his team down at Georgetown Brewery. And it's the entire night is a hair metal concert. It's put on by the band The Hosen Ones. Which is the band that only plays hair metal, but also only wears lederhosen. And it's just a blast of a time. You'll hear Zeppelin, Van Halen, AC/DC, if you want to hear Thunderstruck starting out on an accordion.
Yes, please.
Guns N' Roses, Bill Squire. You know what, White Snake? Like, I've always wanted to have Tony Katanoff during the Here I Go Again song, but I just can't seem to find anyone to donate a 1987 Jaguar for us to dent up the hood. But I'm just putting it out there. If someone has one, we'll make it happen.
I think we're like, does anyone have a Tawny Katane that we can borrow?
Yeah.
I figured we'd supply the Tawny Katane from our audience. It's just the Jaguar we need to get on the hood.
Yes. Well, what's really cool about this, Matteo, is it's not just an awesome time drinking good beer and listening to rad jams. This is also a massive fundraiser for Seattle Children's, which if you ever have to go there, obviously, you know, it's a rough time to be dealing with a child that needs to be seen at Seattle Children's. But that's like the place. and to be able to support them is huge.
Yeah, and that's the entire point of this event. We've been going for over a decade, and all proceeds go to support kids and families and research at Seattle Children's. And it literally started with over a decade ago, Manny and I were donating the money from their new keg, the new beer, at an event. And I said, you know what, we should add a rock and polka band in the corner. And then it evolved into, hey, you should play inside the brewery, which all of a sudden I felt like Bob and Doug McKenzie, and I was like, oh, let's play in the brewery. But we've been throwing this for so long now, and so many people have such a blast. Basically, it's $45 for the ticket, and it comes with a couple beers as well. We have food at the event, and it's just there's a few hundred people out, and everyone is very friendly. It's a really fun night. People are kind of throwing their arms around, having fun and dancing. And yes, everything goes to Seattle Children's, all of it, absolutely all of it. And I just want to say thank you to you guys for helping us put the word out to help us raise money for Seattle Children's. It always means a lot to me that you guys help us out.
Mateo, it's always our pleasure. And I just love the fact that, like, not only are you a Grammy Award winning composer, you're just a guy that does great stuff for great charities, but also you're a man that has no problem rocking a lederhosen and playing some Whitesnake with an accordion. I think there's just something very unique about all of that. And I love that it all comes together into one special night, which is happening tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. Tomorrow, and we're going from 7 to 11 p.m. It's at Georgetown Brewery, which is over on, I think they're at 5200 Denver Avenue in Georgetown. And you can get information. You can buy tickets at rocktoberfest25.eventbrite.com or just go to lumagill.org, and we have information there as well. Or just call up Georgetown Brewery and say, how do I get into this party? And they'll make it happen.
When all else fails, just call Georgetown Brewery.
Yes. And I also want to say a special thanks to Manny and his team, because all of them donate their time. They donate all the beer. They donate the venue. Like, we throw a big party inside of a brewery, and people just have a great time. So I just want to say thanks to them as well.
Awesome, Mateo. Thank you so much. We're really excited to hear about how successful Rocktoberfest 2025 is.
Great. Thank you guys so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Take care.
Like a lot of parents do, my husband Brad and I will leave notes for our son in his lunchbox. But yesterday, he shut us down.
No.
So why would he do such a thing, Steve?
No.
We're going to hear from my six-year-old son at 9:50.
I'm sick of you.
Yesterday, my lovely son Barrett, 6 years old, now in first grade, he broke my heart a little bit when he told me that he doesn't want us to put notes in his lunchbox anymore.
How is your heart broken from a kid that has said stuff like this in the past?
I'm sick of you.
I mean, you should be ready for that kind of stuff.
He's definitely sick of the notes we have been putting in his lunch, and this is what he had to say about it.
Okay, Barrett, this is the first week back to school, right?
Yeah!
Okay.
Wait a second. Wow. He's pretty fired up about
school.
Loves
his new teacher.
Yeah!
Okay. And, you know, we put lots of different food in your lunch every day. Sometimes a sandwich, or I know you like a waffle. So there's some fruit, an applesauce, yogurt.
Tomorrow,
I'm
getting a new
product
drink.
Okay, yes.
Okay, wait, can you interpret?
I don't even know what that was.
Okay, it was.
Yeah!
Okay, yes, tomorrow you're getting a new toy. But what's the thing that you told me that Daddy and I don't need to put in your lunch anymore that we were putting in your lunch this week?
No.
Say it again?
Note.
Have we been putting a note in your lunch every day that says how much we love you? And what did you tell me today?
I don't want any lunchbox anymore.
You don't want notes in your lunchbox anymore?
See, Tatum gets fired up about putting, I wrote her a little note one day for her second day of school, and Sid made sure to take a picture of her holding the note because she was so fired up about the note. Not to make you feel bad about
it. Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they block my stuff.
Oh, they block your access to your snacks, like fruit snacks and stuff and goldfish?
I'll be honest, I thought maybe he was like embarrassed, like he's like already Mr. Independent. But no, it's because it's getting in the way of him eating his food.
He wants to get to the fruit snacks.
I kind of understand that.
Wow, so I can't tell you in a note how much I love you anymore in your lunch?
Yeah, but at home.
At home I can do it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but not in your lunch at school.
I shall bump it in my lunch.
Do you know what he said, Danny?
Don't put it in my lunch.
Oh, I thought he said something involving peeing. I was like, what is happening here?
He broke my heart, though.
Yeah!
But it's been first grade, and he's been loving it. New teacher. He's got some of his besties from last year. First week has been going awesome.
Okay. And I know, like, after his first day, you did talk to him. We had never got around to being able to hear the audio of your conversation with him after he talked to him, to Barrett. Sorry. After his first day of school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, that is really bad. That's-
oh, wait. That's in the middle of it. Spoiler alert.
Okay, buddy, I want to hear, how was the first day of first grade?
Good.
Yeah? Did you like your new teacher?
On the bus, there was somebody saying bad words to people.
Wait, somebody on the bus was saying bad words to people?
Yeah.
What words were they saying?
Danny, what do you think he said? Is it shut up? Let's find out.
Oh, only one.
Yeah?
Oh, shut up.
You were right. How about that? Look at you, Danny. You had it all figured out. What I say to that is...
Yeah!
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This weekend is the Bike MS Deception Pass Classic. I'm literally leaving work today and driving straight up to the Skagit Fairgrounds to go get with my team.
What the f***?
And I just want to say thank you to the following people who have made some donations this morning. Carol, Bernice, Kiana, and our own Danny V.
Yeah!
I am now only $58 away beating Dick.
We just need one person to join the 69 Club, then it's more than what you need.
One person can join the 69 Club at KISW.com, and thank you for supporting the National MS Society.
Is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. This weekend, you know what's going on Sunday? Your Seattle Seahawks with their big opening game, home opener against the San Francisco 49ers, and we have this to say about that.
Yeah!
That's right, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, be careful, though, if you're an unruly 49ers fan, they're on the lookout. I guess even if you're an unruly Seahawks fan, because apparently the Seahawks are going to deploy undercover police officers disguised in 49ers gear at Lumen Field to help enforce the fan code of conduct.
I really cannot wait to hear about the aftermath of that.
I know. I wish we knew somebody who was going to have to go undercover.
Oh.
I would love to talk to them. If you know anyone who is going undercover and is willing, I don't know if they're willing or they can talk about it, but we would love to talk to them on Monday morning.
So fun. So ahead of tomorrow's $1.7 billion Powerball drawing, a 10-year analysis of the past 1,246 drawings will tell you that the most commonly drawn number is 61.
Okay. So you said 69, I would have lost it. I would have been like...
Yeah!
13 is the least frequent number, go figure. And then the number considered the most overdue is 26, which has not been drawn since April.
All right. Ryan Katz, are you doing the Powerball?
Yes.
You bought some?
Yeah! Yes. Yes.
Do you pick your own numbers or do you let them do
and
it?
And I tell you what, I will not quit my job if I'm kidding. I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
I told a guy the other day, like, I love my job, but if you gave me an opportunity to retire today, see ya.
Yeah, call me. I'm gone. Gandhi.
Nice knowing you.
Bye.
I did, out of curiosity, and I'm not saying that you should do this, but I did ask ChatGPT what would be the best numbers to use for the Powerball.
69.
It did not say 69, unfortunately. But it did send number 62.
Okay.
So if you wanted to play the numbers that the robots tell us to play, wouldn't it be funny if these win?
Oh, my gosh.
Should I even share them now?
Yes. No.
Okay,
no. Yes.
Well, you think they know something we don't know? They know a lot of things we don't
know. You can share them with me.
All right. Well, they say 8, 17, 34, 47, 62, and the Powerball, 11.
All right. Take note.
I mean, odds are just as unlikely as any, but that's what the robots are telling us.
Well, good luck to everyone out there.
What if that worked?
If I win, the new originals are going to have to find a drummer for the men's room gig tomorrow.
And don't call me because I'm going to be bugging Ryan, man. Hey, wherever you're flying, I want to come party with you.
Sorry, this number's been disconnected.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high at 79 degrees. Going to be a cloudy day today. That is the Daily Migs download, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
Yeah!
The Daily Migs Show.